Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. Psych Maricon Castillon reports about four companies that issued or will issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed in their Chapter 11 cases in June 2012. These are Delta Petroleum, Indianapolis Downs, Houghton Mifflin, and Ready Ice. Delta Petroleum filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court a joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and disclosure statement that allows the debtors to deleverage their balance sheets through their agreement with a plan sponsor to form a new limited liability company with assets contributed by Laramie and the debtors, including each party's oil and gas, surface real estate, and related assets located in Garfield and Mesa counties, Colorado. Reorganized Delta will retain 1, a 33.34% interest in the joint venture company, and 2, $75 million in cash, subject to certain adjustments set forth in the contribution agreement, drawn from a senior secured term loan credit facility obtained by the plan sponsor on behalf of the joint venture company. Proceeds of the joint venture company credit facility will be applied to pay the administrative expenses of the debtor's estates, including the debtor in possession financing facility. The plan further provides that the holders of general unsecured claims and noteholder claims will receive their pro rata shares of an aggregate of 100% of the reorganized Delta's new common stock in full satisfaction of their claims, although holders of the general unsecured claims may elect instead to receive cash equal to 15% of the allowed amount of such claim on the effective date. Indianapolis Downs filed with the U.S. Bankruptcy Court a first amended joint plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement. The recapitalization set forth in the plan will result in each holder of a Class 3 claim receiving its pro rata share of 1. All of the new second lien term loan, or in the alternative, all of the proceeds from the alternative second lien financing. 2. 95% of the new unsecured peak term loan issued and outstanding on the effective date. And 3. 95% of the new Series A warrants issued and outstanding on the effective date. Each holder of a Class 4 claim will receive 1. 5% of the new unsecured peak term loan issued and outstanding on the effective date. 2. 5% of the new Series A warrants issued and outstanding on the effective date. And 3. 100% of the new Series B warrants issued and outstanding on the effective day. All of the DIP claims, administrative claims, and priority tax claims will be paid in full as provided in the plan. The plan also provides that other priority claims and other secured claims will be unimpaired. Holders of general unsecured claims and holders of interest will receive no distribution under the plan. The U.S. Bankruptcy Court approved the disclosure statement and concurrently confirmed the Chapter 11 plan of reorganization of Houghton Mifflin Harcourt Publishing. The plan subsequently became effective, and the company emerged from Chapter 11 protection. Under the plan, senior creditors will receive 100% of the new common equity, subject to dilution from the management incentive plan and the new warrants, plus $30.3 million in cash. All of the debtors' existing debt balances will be eliminated. Existing common equity holders will receive 7-year warrants for 5% of the new common stock, and with an enterprise value strike price at $3.1 billion. This book publisher filed for Chapter 11 protection on May 21, 2012, listing $2.7 billion in total pre-petition assets. Ready Ice Holdings' plan of reorganization is now effective, and the company has emerged from Chapter 11 protection. The company is now majority-owned by affiliates of Centerbridge Partners. Through the plan, 1. The debtor's financial debt will be reduced by approximately $145 million. 2. The debtor's cash interest expense will be reduced by approximately $20 million annually. And 3. The debtors will receive new equity capital infusions totaling approximately $25.5 million, including a $7.975 million preferred stock investment by Centerbridge Capital Partners, or one or more of its parallel funds, and a $17.5 million preferred stock rights offering to holders of the debtor's pre-petition second lien secured notes, backstopped by Centerbridge. The packaged ice manufacturer and distributor filed for Chapter 11 protection on April 12, 2012, listing $434 million in total pre-petition assets. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for June 2012, brought to you by the editors of The Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive The Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300. Or visit bankrupt.com/free trial, and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300, and that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. tune in to our next monthly restructuring review on August 16th. Thank you for listening.